This depiction is dangerous.
Come on, Enid.
I'm cutting it.
Butchery, sadism, murder.
A wave of depraved and corrupt horror video, confusing fiction with reality.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly.
And I'm Bill.
So today we have another movie to review because this movie actually just popped out this year and we're trying to catch up with so many things in this broadcast, and basically we try to watch some new movies too, right? That is up, and this just popped in the screen and actually was only 5.8 in the IMDb, so we want to give it a chance.
Critics are giving it 6.7.
Yeah, but we give it a chance because normally when come up new movies, if it's 5 plus, we try to watch. So, yeah, Bill, give all the information.
So this one is directed by a woman.
What's the name of the movie?
Oh, Censor.
Okay.
Directed by a woman, Prano Bailey Bond. And it stars Naomi Auger. I can't even see this. Your IMDb is screwed up. Naomi Auger, Michael Smiley, and Nicholas Burns. So the synopsis. After viewing a strangely familiar video nasty, Enid, a film censor, sets out to solve the past mystery of her sister's disappearance, embarking on a quest that dissolves the line between fiction and reality.
That's so little creepy.
Basically, this film is about a film censor, and if, back in the 80s. And if you're not familiar with the whole thing with Britain and the video nasties, when it came out and back in the 80s, there was basically they had a list of, well first, like, I guess all these films were being released on video. And not just on video, but like they were being like released in theaters in like in Italy and stuff. But then they would go like straight to video here or in England, and they were pretty much uncensored, like pretty much. And then there was a demand to the people were thinking that kids are watching this, these gory films, and it's going to turn them all into serial killers. So they basically put together like a list of films that are banned, completely banned from England. And if you had these films to rent or to buy, or like if you own them, you could actually go to jail back then. So basically this film is about a film censor that, like, and you can also get a cut, the film, but a lot of directors don't want their films sliced to bits. But she plays a censor that she takes her job really seriously, and she takes like meticulous notes, and just to see if this film should be banned or approved or cut. And to the point that she was like, "Oh, I saw 1 millimeter of his penis." so cut. So
no good, too small, too big.
So
but they make fun too.
So have you ever heard before both them?
Never.
Video nasties?
I was surprised because I was like, I want that job. Yeah. I watch horror movies all day long.
They still have that now, but now like you have the goriest shit ever now on the theaters, and no one gives a shit. But back then, everyone was convinced that these movies were causing our kids to become serial killers, or would cause them.
And now not?
Now they realize it's nothing. It, like, they
it's
realize
so personal.
They realize it's bullshit.
But do give some motivation and ideas.
And then they moved on to video games. And now video games are the cause that all kids are going to become serial killers. And even that is now starting to be gone away. And music,
but you cannot control, basically. Yeah. Because even if they put an age, you take home, you have young kids, they'll play.
Well, it's your job to not buy it for them, because they have the warnings on it. You're under 18 or
yeah. But I see my girlfriend before have a son that was like 7 and he was playing 17 plus or whatever is game.
You're not supposed to. I think I don't know if you can get fined or what now. But and they also did that with music. A lot of rap songs.
Yeah, music is bad because you can play in the radio and no,
but,
I don't like.
But even to buy the CD, it'll give like parental discretion is advised. This contains lurid lyrics, sexual lyrics.
The music I'm against. You know why? Because sometimes they're playing those videos, music, and it has lots of booties, big booty shake, and my kids really are so care. Little, like, watching, like, big guys. Like,
I don't really care. I don't really care too much if they censor stuff for kids. But to me, if you're over 18, you should watch, you should play, you should listen to whatever the fuck you want. You're an adult.
Yeah, but you cannot go to public.
You can make...
Basically, like I said, in the music case, and the video, and the TV...
This is for buying or renting.
Oh, to buy is a parent's control. But I mean, sometimes they play in the TV.
Or even they would have films were banned completely, even the theaters. But if you're 18, why should a film ever be banned? You're smart enough to know if you can handle a film or not, or to know if the film is real or not. Someone else should not be able to tell you what you cannot and what you can and cannot watch when you're an adult.
Yeah, but lots of those movie, video and stuff had too much sex.
Yeah, for kids.
And those things. Yeah, but like I said, I'm open TV or YouTube or whatever. There is a woman half naked and my 6 years old watching that. He likes this song and he have to watch the clip.
Well, that's
those women shaking their booties.
That's up to the censors. The TV censors, and TV is pretty.
They should be banned.
Even TV, that they are having more and more.
They do. My 6 years old is like he stopped and he watched all those booty and the big scream. Like I love that song, and he watched those women naked. Basically, it's just cover the crack, and that's it, and the nipple. Other than that, it's all out.
Well, again, but. That's what people want.
No, not the kids. The kids, you shouldn't watch this. No, so don't play in the main TV.
Rap music wouldn't have that if people didn't want to see it.
So let them just buy it. Put those in the DVDs, CDs, whatever. Not in the TV or YouTube.
Or at least play those videos after a certain time or something.
Yeah, not allowed. I think for that they should make a law.
So anyway, so in this film. She's watching a bunch of movies. It even shows some a lot of movies that I recognize. It showed Nightmare and Damaged Brain.
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead. Did it show that?
No, she was talking about.
But Evil Dead was actually, it was they were originally going to put it on the ban list, but then the directors went to England to fight it, and they won.
Why? It looks so fake. Nothing would look real anyway.
Back then, they banned everything. Like, lots of shit back then you knew wasn't real. Even now, you know it's not real, but...
No, look fake. Look real at all. Yeah. Like, have no good effects, that movie. Yeah. Sorry, Evil Dead fan, but should not be, banned. Yeah. And plus, it's a movie that is not playing the TV. You buy
and
the
I remember even Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it was banned. And the director's actually playing, they go, like there's not, if you look at it, there's hardly any blood, period. Like, if you actually watch the movie. But the Terrence told them, there's nothing you can cut of this film. It just feels too real. Mm-hmm. So that's why they banned it. Which is, stupid. But anyway, so she comes across this film, eventually, that there's a woman in it. That reminds her of her daughter. And we should probably tell her that her daughter, I'm not sorry, her sister has been missing since she was a kid, I guess. So, and she's been traumatized by this. And she came across a movie that she sees this kid, this woman that it kind of looks like her, but it kind of reminds her of her sister too.
Yeah, like two kids.
And so she tries to seek out more about this film, about the director who's involved in it. She goes to video stores and tries to rent, even though she knows it's banned, because she knows that some video stores have her, like, underneath the counter, illegal ones. So so she tries to find out, and she finds out that they're making a part two from, like, it's a producer. And so she goes to where it's being filmed. And then... Then it's like up for interpretation about what's happening. There's a lot of like stuff that it might be happening, or it might be her going crazy, or it might be
memories,
guilt from her past, like Kelly was thinking, the ending is kind of confusing, but I think it, if you dig deep, I think it starts to make sense, even if it could have multiple interpretations.
So what's your interpretation?
See, I'm thinking that she's feeling guilty about what happened, but she also sees herself as she's protecting society by her job. So I think she went down there, she almost like looked at these films as being real. So then she attacked the actors, and that's why the actors were saying, "What the fuck are you doing? Fucking we're play acting." You know, like she attacked like the villain in it. She goes, the guy's my friend, and I think she just blurred the lines because she started to lose the lines between reality and fiction. So I think she went down there to save her because she thinks that's her long lost sister, and to save her and bring her home. And then the last scenes of the scene when it like flashes to the parents being like scared and her being scared, it's kind of weird. It's kind of good. So what's your interpretation? I know yours is different.
So my interpretation is, she started having a memory that the scene that she sees in the movie, that's exactly what happened. They both went for a walk or play, and sadly they did this their game. I dare you to go in that place. And I think she dared her sister, and I think maybe she did not kill her, but she let that happen because she dared her sister to go in one place where there was someone that did hurt her sister. And she don't want to come up with that. Like, she feel guilty, and she don't know who was. And I think in those movies, she was trying to find out or stop the person that like killing, you know what I mean? Because when she see that movie, I can see in her eyes, in her expression, that happened to me, like, you know. And the guiltiness that she feel, that brought her up to try to investigate more, maybe to stop to happen to other people, right? So I think that she went beyond that. But there's a scene when she dares that kid to go inside, and it was a guy. And then there's another scene where the kid was killing the guy. And I think that killing, she feel that she should done that. She should be the one to do something about it. You know what I mean? So that's my interpretation. I think her sister disappeared because one of the, you know, the scene was showing that they are playing, and she dared her younger sister to go through it, and she did it, and somebody harm her, kill her, or keep her, or disappear with her. And she didn't know what to say, the truth. She just say, "I don't know where my sister was." And that's why it's a no. Nobody knows exactly. But that movie have relation about what happened to her sister. That basically what happened to her sister.
So what? Okay.
She was dead.
So what did you think of the film?
I think that actually give me a something that I did not know, that there's somebody that watch a movie and make a note. Like, that's me when I watch a movie.
That still happens.
And I love that. I would love to have that job. If anybody
that would be your job to cut scenes.
I would cut.
You would?
Some scenes. Mm. I don't like that one. It's not proper. Especially some sex scene. We don't need no boobs. And asses or dicks, okay, to make a good movie.
Well, that's not up to you. They'll tell you what's appropriate and what's not.
Yeah,
and then you find
too small dick, too big dick. No, I don't think they, you know.
No,
I think they are a little bit
against,
more beyond
I'm against
what,
all censorship.
Yeah.
Well, over 18.
No, I think they looking beyond of some kind of psychological, mentally disturbing things,
but,
scenes.
Yeah, but
to don't be for the society.
I've always watched that shit. I'm not like lots of people watch. have watched that show.
But you see lots of things people have freedom to expose, like that scene you say you saw somebody alive being killed. So basically now, lots of things can be exposed without having people having control.
What do you mean?
Like you see that video, you say that video, yeah, somebody exposed that.
That's why I think I'm normal, because I can watch all the horror movies in the world.
No, but don't you think should banned from Facebook? They would never allowed?
It's not on Facebook. It was like a link to some shady site that...
No site should allowed.
No, I agree. I agree. Yeah.
You know, allowed. No, it's like a real scene of murder.
I came across this, this one scene from this Facebook group, and it gave me a link to some white site, and I almost didn't want to click on it. And then I go, okay, it's not going to be... Like, I was thinking it's going to be... Because it was a horror group, but it was, like... It was called, like, Disturbing and Serial Killers and Horrors. So, it was the most hard-to-watch shit. Like, I felt sick after watching it. I'm not going to describe the scenes, but... which I'm glad, because I can watch all the horror movies in the world.
But I
can watch all the horror movies in the world, but to see somebody actually killed, to me, I couldn't sleep for a couple nights. I was like, and it was in the most gruesome way I've ever seen in my life.
And how long you watch?
Probably too long. I was like, I kept thinking, okay, I'm gonna turn it off. and then I was like, okay, now I'm gonna I felt sick to my stomach.
But you know, they put those for people, and then sick people. Watch those things.
Do they? That's what people say, but I don't think people actually do that.
They do.
I think that's people's horror. But I think anybody who watches that and thinks that's a good idea. Like,
you say there's lots of women's comments say like.
Yeah, but
stupid comments.
I think people have morbid sense of humor. They say stuff, jokes, just because it's disturbing and they want to like.
But you should not.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Like you making jokes, somebody's life dying over
yeah.
his death.
No, I was disturbed by their comments too, but I can kind of understand it, but still, it's like I
don't understand.
I wouldn't do
make
it.
A joke with somebody's life.
I wouldn't do it, but it's like to me, it's really bad taste. But you're allowed to be a jerk.
No, you're not allowed to somebody like that.
You are.
That's not human.
It's a free country. You're allowed to be a jerk.
Yeah, but you're not a human. No. You see somebody get killed.
Whoever released that video should have been fucking...
In jail. Because it's like making fun of somebody.
It was the person who killed the woman. Probably the person... I don't think he released for money, but he got out. I don't know why he would even film that.
Anyways, it was terrible.
You never even saw it.
No, but just when you were describe, I cry.
But anyway,
I cry. It was horrible.
But I'm glad that stuff does affect me. Because if that doesn't affect you, then I'll be worried. Yes, then I'll be worried. But in horror movies, I know it's not real. I know they like all have to think. Okay, it's acting. They all know what they're doing. Don't worry. Like I know it's not real, and it doesn't even take me a second to think that.
Me, that's right. Because I saw somebody getting killed in front of me, and that affected me.
I saw that video, and I still know a big difference between real and
I saw
and
life.
Yes. Okay.
Life.
But it wasn't like that.
Even worse.
I guarantee it wasn't like that.
No, it was lots of shooting and lots of blood, but I did saw it. But anyway.
So you had never heard about the big video nasty controversy in the 80s? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was mostly in England. About
I just born there.
And the height was it was probably after like those. Remember those two kids that took that boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In England mm-hmm. and killed him. They had claimed that they watched Child's Play 3 before that. So they go, Child's Play 3 made them do it. So
that
it
could
like,
be too. That could be true.
And then afterwards, there was no proof that they even watched it. Just like in that movie,
because the parents are gonna deny.
And they even show they said in the news they go that 40% of children under 6 or something like that say that they have watched video nasties, and then they ask the kids they further ask them they go you remember this movie with this and this and this he goes yeah. They completely made up the movie. Like the kids just want to say that they watched it, but they didn't actually watch it. Like maybe a couple of them did, but Not 40% of the kids watch these movies under six.
So
like they basically proved that the kids were full of shit. And they just made it up.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, but I mean, everybody have different personality. Like I said, my kid liked to watch, but he's so nice and generous and like, you know, good boy. Like he knows it's no real. So I think depends of each person. You know, of course, sometimes people have that mind that get manipulated very easy.
There's some people that are teenagers that shouldn't be watching that because they can't handle it. Yeah. And some people are six and they can handle it.
Though. Like your nephew, he's 8, 9.
My other nephews, I try to show them Gremlins at age 10 and they're crying.
Yeah. Like, and David was 5.
Yeah. No, to me, like it depends
and
on
bored.
It depends on the child.
Yeah. So I mean I never introduced them like horror. They just catch me watch sometimes and love it.
Yeah, I think you either gravitate to it or you're not. When I was a kid, I used to, like, rush downstairs. And like, one time I watched a hilarious House of Frankenstein with Vincent Price, and it had all these monsters in this castle, and I loved it. Oh my god, I love this stuff. And then, so every Saturday, and no one told me to love it. Every Saturday, I would go downstairs at 6 in the morning, make sure I'd watch the show, and I used to watch all of them. And I used to love telling, I used to love hearing ghost stories. I used to love hearing stories about, like, killers.
But you don't believe it. Ghost stories.
Oh, but I still thought, back then I did. But I used to love hearing stories about serial killers on loose. Just scary stuff. I used to love, and no one told me to like that. I just loved it. So I think kids either like that kind of stuff.
Oh, because your mother don't like horror. Yeah,
they either get attracted to that kind of stuff, or they don't. And when I was a kid, I did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. My son, he watched when he was 3. I put him to have a nap. He was 3 years old and upstairs, and I say, now I can watch it. Yeah. So I play, and when I notice he was just behind the couch, like, watch with those big eyes. And I shut down so quickly. He's like, no, Mama, I like it.
No, I remember I remember when I was a kid going to the library at school looking for books of, like, of old horror posters and stuff, horror movie, or The Loch Ness Monster, or aliens, or it's like scary stuff. I love scary stuff, you know, all kinds of whatever I can find. Like even like the animals I liked were tigers and lions. Like always the stuff that can kill you. I love tornadoes or hurricanes. I used to love anything that's scary. I would like I couldn't get enough of it. So yeah,
Anyways, this movie censor, I think we went beyond, but it has to do with everything, right? Because
it was a good topic to cover for her movie.
Some people can see, it was a good idea. I think I give this movie 5.
What? That low?
Yeah, I give 5.
That was actually really good. I thought I would give it like a 7.5.
I give 5. It was a little bit complicated, a little bit boring too, some parts. Was a little slow. But I give 5. In my opinion, I cannot give more than 5. It was 5. I don't know the second time I watched 3 times. next year, if I watch again and have different opinion. But for now,
you don't watch 3 times. 5. You watch parts of it, like twice.
You know, I watched 3 times because it was boring. And sometimes I fall asleep.
Probably because I can see that if you didn't know the history of the video nasties on that.
I think they are doing make-believe.
I can see how you might be bored. But to me, it was like right away, I was like, oh, shit. I know all about this. I've never seen a film like cover this topic.
No, I was thinking they are making-believe, this whole story thing. I never know that there is such a thing as a job.
I think if I show you this documentary I have on video nasties, that you'll probably appreciate this film more. But anyway, that's our review for Censor. Thank you for listening, and make sure you subscribe to Horror Movie Review Maniacs on Facebook, and Movie Freaks Reviews for if you don't like horror, or if you like horror and other films like most of us. We're also on Twitter and Instagram, as well as this podcast.
And we have a blog,
right?
Yes, the blog. That we talk about 2 subjects a week. And then we watch documentaries and we fight about it, you know, because, you know, everybody have a different opinion, so. Okay, guys. So thanks for listening. See you guys next review. Bye. Okay,
bye.